This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nationwide search to replace Ken Laird on this show. Ken is here, supervising, not saying anything, breathing over Curtis's shoulder all morning long. You can see that on the Twitch feed. What did he have any instruction for you heading into the weather forecast last hour, Curtis?
Yeah, he said, play the hits. Person in that same job has said for the last 30 years.
But Matty D is today's producer candidate. Right now, though, it's time to talk to Boomer Esiason, and Boomer is brought to you this week by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. By McFarlane Energy, check out their home heating oil incentives at McFarlaneEnergy.com. And Boomer is also brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Boomer. Curtis, what did you say to me before the break?
I don't know. I'm having an out-of-body experience.
I thought you said Matty was all ready to go with Boomer.
I did?
Yeah.
That's what he said to me, too.
Oh, boy. This may be a demerit. Is this a demerit? Hold on. Laird, I want your input into this. Is this a demerit situation? You don't need headphones. Oh, you can just hop. Gosh. What? Yes, what?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. So, yeah.
I think it's a demerit.
We lost Boomer.
So now, all right, well, then we're going to have to go back and get Boomer.
Oh, I got him.
Oh, no, hold on. I want to know, how are you grading this?
Well, this is not a success, I'll say that.
Well, but let me ask you this. Poor Matty, look at him shake his head. Now, let me ask you this. Are you just sitting in there? Because this is important for Matty and all the candidates to know. Are you just sitting in there and staring at them, or are you going to assist them as they make their way through their first day?
Yeah, I'm here and assisting, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, how about you help the poor kid be able to get Boomer on?
I'm doing my best. I thought we had him. He was ready to go.
Courtney, where do you stand on this?
Is this sabotage? PTSD.
Have PTSD?
Yes.
Are we witnessing sabotage? I need to know what is going on here. I love Ken. Ken
me too.
He is, as you know, maybe my favorite person that I've ever had the opportunity to work with here at WEEI in my nearly 3 years. He appears to be a guy who would be open, Wiggy, and help me out here.
Uh-huh.
Is he not the kind of guy who would help somebody out, become, make them better than he was at the job?
You would think he is, but you know, hey, listen, people get, they start to do weird things.
They do.
Yeah.
When they do?
When they start to see maybe what my life might be without that in it.
Yeah. So or maybe
silly.
he wanted to seem like he's irreplaceable. That's and it. Maybe he is.
Maybe he is irreplaceable.
Maybe he is.
Good point, Courtney.
Maybe he wants to show like,
so,
hey,
okay. Like,
did you ever hear the saying, you can lead a horse to water?
But you can't make the horse drink?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you only take somebody so far. They have to execute the plan.
All right. Well, so now you have Boomer.
We have Boomer. Yeah, he's ready.
All right, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, the pitfalls of this show and my show down here in New York is that, you know, after games like this past weekend, I don't know about you guys. I got no sleep last night,
yeah.
And you got to wake up, and you can't wait to talk about it. There's a million different things that went on in all of these games. And this game last night, just so you guys understand, 78 combined points, 974 combined yards, 10 TDs combined, 53 first down, 4 penalties, 0 turnovers. I mean, it was incredible. And then when you take a look at the quarterbacks, they were involved in 103 of 136 plays, 81 pass attempts, 4 sacks, 18 runs. They combined for 60 of 81, 707 yards, 7 TDs, 0 interceptions, 137 yards on the ground. And each QB led his team in rushing. It is by far, but in my eyes, for as long as I've been covering the NFL, playing in the NFL, I have never seen a game so entertaining and living up to the billing as this one did last night.
Wow. Is Patrick Mahomes officially the league's biggest star at this point?
I know. Josh Allen's right there. I mean, come on. Josh Allen, 48 of 62, 637 yards, 9 TDs, 0 interceptions, and 134 rushing yards in the last two games. I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable, and it just goes to show you how valuable timeouts are at the end of the game and how coaches' decisions in situational football, which this was so many different ways over, can really doom a football team, and that's exactly what happened to the Buffalo Bills. You know, I think Tony Romo was all over it right before the kickoff. And look, we're sitting in the studio, and we're all sitting there talking about this. And I'm like, you got to kick off to allow the Chiefs at least to attempt a run back to try to kill about 5 to 7 seconds.
Right.
And they kicked it in the end zone, 25 seconds left to go, a couple timeouts left to go with Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes surgically moves his team 44 yards in two plays. And, of course, Harrison Butker kicks the game-tying field goal. That should have never, ever have happened.
Were we watching Tom Brady's last game yesterday, Boomer?
I mean, I hope not. He's still great. I mean, he took a beating yesterday. You know, they were missing Tristan Wirfs. Obviously, no Antonio Brown, no Chris Godwin. And they had a chance to win that game. And, you know, Todd Bowles' defense blew about 3 coverages in this game that were just inexcusable. I mean, and this is from a team whose defense was one of the reasons why they won the Super Bowl last year. And they were healthy going into the game. And Tom, I thought, really played for the most part, well. I mean, he was under pressure significantly because they were having trouble at the right tackle spot. They were putting Aaron Donald over there. Von Miller was over there. And at the end of the day, the GOAT stood tall. He made the plays that he had to make. And I hope he comes back for another year. He clearly is still one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the league. It's amazing watching him do what he did at the age of 45.
He may have fooled himself into thinking he can always get away with yelling at the officials.
Well, all I can tell you is I don't know how many times I got hit in the mouth. I don't know how many times I have had stitches in the chin, which is, I'm sure Wiggy's had a few of those. That's a rite of passage for every NFL player. You know, that was a little bit been made of too much, I think, from Tom's standpoint. But the one thing I did like about the game last night between the Chiefs and the Bills, there weren't a lot of penalties. They let them play. Mm-hmm. This game had a lot of penalties, had turnovers. It got a little sloppy in terms of what the Rams were doing. But, you know, I hope Tom Brady comes back, man. I mean, I don't want to if he retires, I may retire for good. I've been doing this ever since he's been started to play.
Boomer, like for us Pats fans, right, how big and important is this offseason? You just brought up Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and obviously you got to throw Joe Burrow in there. I know that his game wasn't as good statistically, but when you look at the AFC and you look at just some of the quarterbacks, like how big of an offseason do the Patriots have to have when you're talking about adding pieces to be able to compete with these football teams?
Man, you know, it's so funny you say that, Wiggy, because Phil Simms said after last night, we go up and there's, you know, we got to go up on the third floor in CBS and there's dressing rooms and everything. And as we're going up the stairs, Phil goes, man, you got to wonder if Bill Belichick was watching these games thinking, oh, my God, I got to deal with this nonsense for the next 10 years. You know, and many of us think like, you know, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and, of course, Tom Brady, you know, owned the AFC for so many years. And they were always in the playoffs. It was always those teams. And, you know, I think luckily enough, the Patriots do have their quarterback of the future in Mac Jones. So that part of the equation is answered. I just think that defensively, teams have got to get faster. I mean, when I see what Josh Allen does and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and how these guys are so explosive, then, of course, you take Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd, and you're saying to yourself, man, those guys are loaded in Cincinnati. And then you look out in L.A. and you see Justin Herbert standing there. So the AFC is set up with some really, really great young players. It reminds me, you know, the early 2000s when all these guys came into the league and you had Peyton and Tom going toe-to-toe, and then came that great quarterback draft in 2004 where Ben and Philip Rivers were in the AFC. So we're getting ready, or we're already in, you know, the next generation of great quarterbacks in the AFC. So, yeah, they got to get faster on defense, which to me is the number one thing that they have to do. I mean, they're big and they're clunky. Their defensive line is good, but they have to get faster at the linebacker level. And, you know, they got to get probably younger, a little bit younger at the safety level.
Boomer, now that it won't be Packers, Bills in the Super Bowl, do you pick another two teams, or are you just going to sit back and see how it plays out?
Courtney, I'm riding the Bengal train right now. Okay. You know, they're making me relevant. You know, a lot of people want to talk to me. Like, I know what the hell's going on, you know. So I don't know if they do go on to win the Super Bowl and it's against the 49ers. I mean, what am I going to do? Go stick my head in the sand somewhere, I think, I guess. I'm not going to be hearing about Joe Montana and how he beat us at the end and all this blah, 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 blah. You know, just on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, I did interview Zach Taylor this week, and I just said, you guys are getting closer and closer and closer to making me more and more irrelevant. For 31 years, it took 31 years to win a playoff game. And not only do they do that, then they go on the road and they win a playoff game because the franchise had never won a road playoff game before. So they've been over two humps now, and they're climbing this mountain. And I actually do think, in a weird way, that the Kansas City game is a better matchup for them than the Buffalo game would have been. Mm. So especially with the injuries in the secondary of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you see the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they give up huge plays. Now, Joe Burrow is not Josh Allen in terms of moving around and making plays and running the ball on fourth down and getting key first downs. But, man, he is like he's got ice and cold got ice in his veins, I should say, and he plays his game is very similar to Tom Brady. He has, like, Tom Brady calm in the pocket. So they had a great game in Week 16 or 17 in Cincinnati, and I expect something similar to what we saw last night.
Boomer, if you were Josh McDaniels, would you leave the Patriots to take the head coaching position with the Raiders?
You know what? If the money was there, and yeah, hell yeah, I would. I mean, I got Derek Carr, and at least you have a quarterback right now that can still play and still play at a high level. He's not one of the premium guys. But if that is an opportunity for Josh and they're going to give him total control, which I think whoever goes there is going to have a very good shot at doing that, and you do have a playoff team sitting there, I don't see how you say no. I mean, he could probably extract, or whoever's going to go there is going to extract at least – a six-year deal, I would think, simply because of some of the instability around the organization at the moment.
Boomer, when you look at the NFC, I think a lot of questions about Matthew Stafford. Can he do it? How important has he kind of changed the narrative of how people look at him by getting to the NFC Championship? Or has he become, all right, now you have to take it one step further, get to the Super Bowl? Or is it one of those things where he has to win it before people can actually change the narrative? Because we know what he can do throwing the football, but it's always been the Achilles heels. Can he get past the big one? Can he win those big games?
It's a really good question. You know, the narrative is set because of the way that he has played. So it's not like somebody's making something up about him. I mean, we all are aware of his failings as a Detroit Lion quarterback. We know that he put up numbers. We know that he had never won a playoff game until this year. He was the central figure in Detroit, much like Brett Favre. And, Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins have all been in their respective NFC North cities. So the narrative thing is set because of him. Nobody's making anything up. So here's the interesting stat about him. He has now won two playoff games with the Rams. The Lions have one playoff win since 1958. So, I think he's probably put to rest some of the criticisms around him. And the last couple games he's played exceptionally well, even though his team tried to implode on him yesterday. I don't know what we would have been saying had the Buccaneers won this game yesterday. You know, Matthew Stafford did everything right. I mean, the center snapped the ball when he wasn't ready for it. Cooper Kupp fumbled. Cam Akers fumbled. I mean, they tried to give the game away for yesterday. So, but Matthew stood tall. So I think he's answered a lot of those questions. The interesting thing for me, Wiggy, This is going to be round three between them and the 49ers. And the 49ers, man, that defense is awesome. They assault you. They want to make it into a street fight. And Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead and Fred Warner are three. That little triangle of players right there make it so difficult on opposing quarterbacks. And I think it's one of the reasons why they swept the Rams in the regular season this year.
Boomer, speaking of the 49ers, I've seen a lot of people talk about Jimmy G and how they think that we haven't seen everything he can give yet. A lot of people were saying the same thing about Mac Jones when he was playing. Do you think we've seen everything Jimmy G has to offer?
I just want people to remember that Jimmy Garoppolo is playing hurt. And he's playing hurt with a thumb problem on his throwing hand. And, you know, it was 0 degrees. It was snowing. It was windy in Green Bay. By the way, I was under the covers. I had about 3 tequilas at this point. And I was thinking, oh, I could probably do this. Oh, I could probably do that. But I was nice and toasty and warm. That was an epic game. And when he needed to make the plays, Courtney, he made them. I don't care what anybody says. He had a couple really key plays there towards the end of the game. You know, Aaron Rodgers played okay, but the 49er defense just kind of mucked it up and didn't allow him to hit any of those back shoulder throws. And a couple throws he tried to make, for whatever reason, whether it be the defense or whether it be the weather conditions, you know, he was unable to connect on the big play. You know, he likes to throw a lot of short passes, a lot of out passes, and then all of a sudden out of the blue comes a back shoulder throw to Davante Adams. And this defense did not allow that to happen in this game. I mean, they did exactly what I think everybody thought they were going to do. They were going to beat up the Green Bay Packers, and now they're going to have to do it to the Rams again.
Boomer, based on what Rodgers said post-game, do you think he's done?
I think I've been saying all year, and you know, I've said it on this show, and I've said it on my show in New York City, that I believe if I'm going to speculate about Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not reporting anything, for God's sake. And by the way, you know, after they lost on Saturday night, you know, I was trending on Twitter again because everybody said, now Aaron Rodgers is boycotting the Super Bowl. You know, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. You guys are still going back to that.
You called that right, though. Yeah, you can't take credit. You called that right.
I know, but, you know, like, once the cat is out of the bag, you can't put it back in there, no matter how hard I try. And, you know, look, everybody just loves when people fail. I don't. I think Aaron's a great player, but I have been saying and I have been speculating that because of his salary cap number, because of where the Green Bay Packers are, they're going to have to make a decision. I mean, if they keep him at the current contract, he counts $46 million against the $208 million salary cap. If they trade him or release him, that number drops down to $26 million. And it's palatable to handle it if you believe Jordan Love can be the heir apparent, because they can go through 1 year with Jordan at his number and then combine with that $26 million. That's like a starting quarterback number anyway in the NFL. That's why many people think that he is going to play somewhere else. Now, the interesting thing is going to be, if he does, where? And if Tom Brady retires, does he go to Tampa Bay? Mm. Or does he go to Denver, which has got, I feel like, a ready-made team to go to the Super Bowl? The problem with Denver is they play in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. So there's a lot of things to look at. I don't necessarily know that he goes to Pittsburgh. I don't think he comes to the New York Giants. I don't see anywhere else. Maybe Miami, maybe, just because it's Miami and they do have a reasonably good team, and I know that owner is probably going to be looking for somebody to upgrade a quarterback. But my speculation has been and will continue to be Denver until I see something else.
All right, Boomer. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
I look forward to it, kids. Have a great show.
Right,
bye. See you guys.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And let's start with Tom Brady. The guy lost to the Rams, and now Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington are reporting that he is, quote, non-committal from playing past this season and that it's currently far from a given. We can ask Schefter about that and more at 8:05 this morning.
I think that Brady, when you look at Brady, I don't think he's retiring. You're not going to go out the way you went out in that fashion where you kind of get beaten up and everybody's like, this team's, and then you make this great comeback. And then you're still playing at the highest level possible. I mean, this guy potentially could have been MVP just based on his numbers alone.
You know what told me he's retiring, Greg? Was when they were down 27-3 and they did the first sweet shot of Giselle and the family.
Mm-hmm.
His youngest son was in the suite just like we would be, chicken fingers and running around smiling because he doesn't give a damn about the score. He just wants to have fun. And I feel like that's the family, that's the side he's going to go home to.
Yeah, but then again, you look, you know, he went out and scored that touchdown with, what was it, like 40 seconds?
40, yeah. 40,
I mean, the guy can still play at the highest level.
Do you think he's enjoying it, though?
I don't think he enjoyed it this season.
Yeah.
I think the Antonio Brown stuff, Curtis, you brought that up. That may be his undoing. Like, I don't know. Do you think he, like, if he got Josh McDaniels to go down there and didn't have to deal with Arians, would that be something that would keep him around for another year?
I think the biggest thing precluding him from continuing his career is the 17-game season and one bye. This year, if they did it by the old rules, he would have began his playoff season last night, and he would have had his right tackle healthy, who is the best lineman they have, but they got injured because they played the wild card because there's only one bye. So you have an extra regular season game, one fewer bye. So this year, you're paying two more games just to get to the same spot he used to be, and he's played now three full seasons of playoff football on top of 22 seasons. I just don't see him coming back.
And the Celtics are coming off a W over the Wizards last night. 116-87, your final. Jason Tatum, he had a monster night. 51 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Marcus Smart talked about helping out Tatum after the win.
And, you know, I told Jalen and Jason, keep playing. Don't worry about it. And I told Jason specifically, I know you ain't hit a 3 in 20 attempts. Just keep shooting. Just shoot the ball. Don't think about it. Don't worry about nothing else. Just play the game of basketball. Defense gives you the shot. You take it. They give you the drive. You drive it. They come on your help. You make the right read. And we go from there.
Marcus is like, just do what I do. It doesn't matter whether it goes in. Just shoot it.
Sounds a lot different than he sounded at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Pass the ball. Pass the ball. Like Jason don't want to pat. Now he just like just shoot the ball.
And Ken actually during the break was working on a topic tree on Tatum with Marloni and Fourier, which I thought was fascinating.
He also said it's us versus everybody. Nobody really believes in us but us on this team.
Yeah,
so
no. Curtis, correction. Ken tells Maddie to shoot the ball and then he hides the ball. That's apparently how it works around this place with Laird.
Yeah. Right. And the Bees, a win over Winnipeg on Saturday. They are now going to host the Ducks tonight. You can win tickets from Greg to that during the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes,
so that's exciting
hour.
Stuff too.
Yes. All right.
And here's Curtis with the weather.
With the weather.
It is a beautiful day in the city of Boston. Chilly, 24 degrees, an afternoon high of 31 in the beautiful and spacious DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center. And contractors, Hudson Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Trex decking and its fully appointed kitchen showroom. Hudson Lumber has what you need. Visit Hudson Lumber today, 261 Lowell Road, Hudson, New Hampshire.
Brady and the Bucks fall to the Rams in a 30-27 thriller.
And the Rams,
will this be the last time we see TB12?
Or will the greatest QB of all time go for ring number 8?
I'll just take it day by day and see what happens. But truthfully, guys, I'm thinking about this game and I'm not thinking about it past 5 minutes from now.
Keep it locked here for reaction and coverage. Your home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
is WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What's the biggest factor for you, Tom? What would be the biggest factor for you in making that decision going forward?
Truthfully, guys, I'm thinking about this game and not thinking about anything past 5 minutes from now.
Curtis says Tom Brady is done, and he's basing that on the scientific information he observed in which Tom Brady's younger son was enjoying chicken fingers in the suite yesterday.
That was a nice moment, though.
He not a great listener, clearly. They're good.
No, like, I watched that, too, and Giselle jumps right out of the frame. She didn't want anything to do with it. But seeing his kids, and I think his daughter, I think Vivi was in it, too, jumping up and down. And
They saw themselves on TV.
Right.
Like, any kid who sees themselves on television at the, you know, on national TV is like, that's why it was. And then the two nieces were in the background, and they all jumped in because they saw that they were on TV. And Giselle kind of saw it, and then it was like a little wave. Listening to that audio tells me he ain't retiring.
It does?
Yep.
Why?
Because he's not going to go out the way he went out in this game.
You're basing it off of a five-second clip that you heard?
He's not going to stick around until he wins a Super Bowl. He's not thinking to himself, I'm only going out on a Super Bowl win, is he?
Well, I think he wants to go out in a position where it was like one of those, whether it's an NFC championship game, whether it is a Super Bowl, I don't think he wants to go out in a way where he kind of went out where he knew his team was good, but they had some, like, their offensive line was pathetic. I mean, some of those guys in there, I was like, man, I felt bad for Tom. I was like, Jesus, you guys can't block some of the replacements that they put in there. And he knew that he had no Chris Godwin. He had no AB, and he was still able to put this thing together. I think it's more about him saying, this wasn't, it didn't go out. I didn't lose with all my weapons. Mm. You know what I mean? I didn't lose in a gunfight where I had all my ammunition.
I also think that he is a guy, though, who win or lose, we know who Tom Brady is and who he'll always be. He's going to have this legacy that will live on forever, regardless of what type of season he chooses to retire on.
Yes, it lives on forever because he produces a new documentary about it every week.
And that's the other thing, Greg.
That's why it lives on
forever.
Well,
episode 10, not coming for a bit.
The guy loves the spotlight.
Yeah, he does.
What is he doing?
But he can still get the spotlight running his Brady clothing brand.
No,
and
that's not going to do it.
He could still get.
It looked laborious. It looked difficult.
Yes.
It looked stressful.
That's because he had no offensive line.
No, I'm talking about the entire season. When I first made this prediction, which has been accurate in terms of the national dialogue that I started, thank you very much, that he was retiring, it's because last year he looked fresh and happy. This year he looked stressed and frustrated.
They lost four games this year. What was so stressful about
this
season?
Wait, did you follow the team?
Yeah, I did follow the team.
Antonio Brown mooned him in the end zone.
The Antonio Brown situation happened at the end of the season.
And that wasn't a distraction, by the way. They won that effing game, which is how great he is. But anyway.
You know, AB, he did send him a nice good luck tweet over
right.
the weekend.
And then did you see how he ended it?
Yeah.
He tweets out, kumbaya, go Tom. And then he says, hey, the Bucks win. Or the Bucks lose. And he's like dancing again. What an idiot that guy is.
And also, Did you see how nervous Arians got when he was asked what Tom was going to do post-game?
Oh, my God.
He can't answer a question without talking to Tom Brady first. He's so nervous about it.
Because he knows
it.
He's screwed.
I know. He is petrified.
He's petrified of answering any question on his own.
He is screwed without Brady. But
we have actually Arians right. This is a short clip of him post-game asked about Brady.
Are you confident that Tom will be back as he committed next year?
That's totally up to Tom.
He was actually carrying Brady's dirty jersey at the press conference. All
right. It's like our offense, totally up to Tom. I have no say in the matter. This is Joe in the car. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Being a big Tom Brady fan, I'm going to have to disagree with Wiggy again.
Yeah.
Wiggy, you do realize that this team, half of this team is gone next year. They can't keep these guys. For example, Chris Godwin, he's gone. He played. He had a franchise tag this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. Obviously, what do you mean? That's what I mean. Chris Godwin.
I know. I'm going to agree with you. Right, I said, he's a free agent.
So even on the defensive side too, this team's gonna be. You think Tom Brady's gonna go to a team that is not set up with weapons to at least give him a chance to win a Super Bowl at age 44, 45? And if you look around the league, what team is set up like that right now that needs a quarterback that he could go to and win that team?
I'll give you one if that's the direction we're going, the Titans.
Yeah, but why would he leave? Why would he leave Tampa? Chris Godwin is the only guy that potentially could be gone, and they'll replace him. You still got Mike Evans. You're probably going to keep Gronk and get Gronk back. Defensively, you got all those guys back on defense.
And Wiggy's right. I mean, look at what that team was in terms of talent versus the Rams. The Rams were five times as talented, much healthier, and it required a incredibly stupid blitz,
right?
A zero coverage. You got a guy over the top with Cooper Kupp, the best receiver arguably in football, wide open.
Yeah,
and it was going to overtime. I mean,
you know why I would ask this question? If his team, Tom Brady's football team, if he had Chris Godwin, and let's say Antonio Brown still had his meltdown, and he had his right tackle, and he didn't have, like, some of those injuries.
I think if he just had his right tackle and didn't have anything else differently, they still win that game.
Right, but, I mean, if he has his right tackle, do you think Tom Brady in Tom Brady's mind goes, we lose this football game?
No.
No.
Right, so that tells me right there, he knew that he was playing with a short hand, with a short deck, and he's not going out knowing that the only reason why we didn't have a legitimate chance to play in the NFC Championship game is because we had some injuries.
But so, we know that he left New England because he didn't enjoy it here anymore. I think when he doesn't enjoy every aspect of playing the game, that is when he hangs it up. And I didn't...
Nobody enjoys every aspect of work.
I agree with you.
He lost four games. What was so...
He didn't look like he was enjoying it last night.
Well, last night you're losing. I can understand why you didn't look like you're enjoying it. You're getting absolutely demolished. But I keep people going, he didn't look like he didn't enjoy it. He didn't enjoy it. What part of when we heard Tom Brady talk, we know there was no, like, miserable Brady down there, was here. Mm-hmm. And I think it was more about the relationship between him and Belichick that took some of that enjoyment away.
All right, well, Adam Schefter will weigh in on this coming up after 8:05 on this morning's show, and then we'll get to what are we doing at 8:30, but right now we got to get to this.
It's time for...
I'm saying goodbye.
What are you talking about?
Enjoy.
The news.
LB, what are you doing? Are you serious? You're just leaving?
With your host...
Where are you going?
Courtney Cox.
I think LB just left the radio station. Seriously, folks, this is not a joke.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Not doing this for the ratings, 978 Texter. All right, we'll be right back.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. 90% of the men who undergo treatment at Northeast Men's Health enjoy terrific results. That could be you. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Mayor Michelle Wu announced yesterday she is giving city workers an extra week to comply with Boston's new employee vaccine mandate. Wu announced last month that all city employees would have to be at least get the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by January 15th and be fully vaccinated by February 15th. Mm-hmm. That is no longer the case. Here is what Wu had to say.
Proof of vaccination for the safety of our workforce and our residents makes a big difference in boosting our rates across the city, which still remains the most powerful tool that we have to keep everyone safe and end this pandemic.
What are we doing? Curtis, we have entire countries that have done away with every single COVID protocol whatsoever, like Ireland over the weekend. Ireland, they opened the whole thing up. They're like, we're all set. Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation. Back to life. Why is this city still in lockdown?
Well, forget about Ireland. Somerville voted against it.
Yes,
I mean, the only city further to the left than Boston is Somerville, and they just said no.
We probably don't have time right now, but at some point, we have to get into that message that was left with 311 with regard to the individual who's trying to get the heart transplant. Can we talk about that at some point this morning?
Yes, and we may have someone to clarify a lot of that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, a guest?
Yes.
Okay. That to me is disturbing in 12 different ways. But anyway, okay, another week for city workers to go get vaccinated.
Yes.
Okay.
South Shore Plaza reopened yesterday after a man was shot inside the Braintree shopping mall Saturday afternoon. Braintree police said the shooting happened at about 3 p.m. Saturday inside a store on the first floor of the mall.
Oh, boy.
According to police, one man approached another man, brandished a gun, and fired.
The victim...
who's not being identified at this time, remains hospitalized in serious grave condition as of yesterday morning. Here's a reaction from one unnamed shopper.
My thoughts first, because they said it wasn't an active shooter, so I knew right away that it probably was a personal thing. And I was kind of impressed with the law enforcement and everybody coming and showing up.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Good job. They get out to the scene quickly.
Did she finish her shopping? She seemed very unbothered.
Once she realized it wasn't an active shooter.
probably some good deals. Yeah. She didn't want to miss the good deals.
I have a question, a hypothetical for Courtney. Mm-hmm. Let's say Saturday, in the middle of the tasting, there was an active shooter situation. Would you continue tasting the appetizers or would you leave?
I am so terrified. I would be jumping out of a window.
We have to mention which part of the weekend. I mean, there was the tasting. Mm. There was the hair and makeup.
Florist.
Now, what do? You smell the flowers?
No, we just went over my vision.
Your vision. Oh, your vision for what the flowers
yes,
are?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, you have a vision.
How long did that take?
That was about almost 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
No, it was not, Courtney.
Yeah, my mom and I went.
Your mom, 2 hours on the flowers?
I feel bad for Santo.
Why?
What did Santo do? How long was the hair and makeup thing?
That was like 4.
4 hours?
Yeah.
You're never going to get that time back.
I feel so bad for him.
What do you mean? I'm enjoying this whole
thing. He doesn't enjoy it.
Santa wasn't with me.
Yeah, but he don't enjoy none of this. He'd rather be home chilling.
Let me tell you, he thoroughly enjoyed the food tasting, and he thoroughly enjoyed at least smelling the wine. He's dealing with his stomach issues.
Oh, so he couldn't have the wine.
Right.
He could only smell the wine.
And he loved planning.
It's called being politically correct and smiling.
No. Who doesn't like eating? Like, this is...
Everybody likes
yeah.
eating.
And yeah. the food was delicious.
I like eating.
Delicious.
Did you decide on your menu?
Oh, we did.
Really?
Yep.
Are you going to tell
Can
her?
Can I guess?
Is there
beef, chicken, and fish?
Nope.
Steak?
There is a steak.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a lobster?
No, there is a fish.
There's a fish.
And then there is a vegetable option for vegetarian.
What are you going to pick? Are you going?
I got to check it out. It's in June. June is tough for me.
What do you mean June?
What do you mean June
is tough for you? This is your coworker.
There was a poll on whether or not Wiggy was going to come.
June is,
oh, really?
Yeah. My dad is high on the fact of Wiggy coming. My dad's like, Wiggy's going to come.
June is like a football camp month for my son.
She's getting married. It's
all right.
The most important moment in her
it's
life.
It's a big ask for everyone. It's okay.
Hey, Wiggy, if you get Talina pregnant, you can get out like I am. So.
That would never happen, buddy.
Wait, you got Talina pregnant?
Holy cow. Do not.
That would never happen.
Wait, we have to take a quick break.
Jesus, Mary.
We will get to the dumbest of the day and the rest of the news coming up next.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. It's finished today. RT and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of ashes today. Litton with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Donna and Dixon.
It is day number one of the nationwide search for Ken's replacement, Matty D. And Matty D will be graded on everything. Graded on his lead this morning. Graded on his choice when it comes to musical rejoins. Graded on, you want to do the grading at the end of the show, or do you want to do the grading at the end of the week? How do you want to make that work?
Oh.
I'm
taking notes.
You're
as
taking
we go.
Notes? You are.
Yeah,
okay.
Things I right. like, things okay. I'm like.
Why'd you draw a piece of pizza?
All right.
That's all only right. for my Wonderlic test.
We'll get to your review maybe towards the end of the show. But right now, back to the news with Bridezilla.
Oh, by the way, that's a poll request from the Laird man. He says, is Coco a bridezilla?
Oh, yeah, do that poll.
I saw your poll.
Is that a Twitter poll?
I wonder if Ken will come to the wedding.
Oh.
Ooh, I wonder if Ken, the invite still stands.
Are you coming to the wedding, Ken? Oh, he is?
Ooh, okay. Thumbs up. Right.
Okay, thumbs up.
Oh, man. Now, that was the opposite of waiting for your dad, right? He was hoping Ken wasn't coming.
We'll have to have security. All right, so weed popularity. We know where Wiggy stands on this one, but we have some new data to talk about the popularity of weed and the usage in Massachusetts. Since adult use retailers opened up in Massachusetts in November 2018, gross total sales have now reached $2.54
billion. Billion dollars?
Yep, that's coming from...
$2 billion?
Yep.
Is that more than alcohol?
Yes.
It is?
That's coming
really?
From the Cannabis Control Commission.
Huh.
And they're not saying that alcohol consumption is going down at all, but the numbers next to each other, a lot more people are using marijuana. Hmm.
Oh.
Here is Michaela Bell from NETA, NETA, one of the largest cannabis retailers in the state.
I think that people are looking for an alternative to make them feel better. You know, oftentimes people are turning to alcohol for relief, and now they found another product without the hangover, without the calories.
That's it.
It's a good point.
You ain't never woke up wrapped around a toilet just throwing up all night long with chunks on your face and on your feet from smoking weed.
We got you. We understand where you stand on this.
Wiggy, are we,
a lot of kushar.
We know if we know anything about you, we know where you stand on this.
Right. There's a lot of kush at the 50 Cent concert.
After hearing that news story, are you thinking of trying weed out maybe this week?
I told you. Weed was put here for you and me.
Okay. Mm. All right. So in Massachusetts, it appears that more are consuming marijuana than are consuming alcohol.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
And an irrational fear in the news today, according to state police, a truck carrying about 100 monkeys collided with a dump truck along Route 54 just off Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania. Troopers confirmed that one of these monkeys got free and is now believed to be on the loose somewhere in the area.
You may not know this if you weren't a listener of the old show, but primates are one of my original irrational fears.
Mm. Oh.
So the two original irrational fears are mimes.
Right.
And primates.
Mm.
I can't stand mimes.
Monkeys are so cute though.
No, they're not. No. They stare at you. They F with you. I don't know. Have you ever... Their brain is so developed that they're on purpose they are effing with you.
Yeah. An interesting note. Just want to do a programming note. Tomorrow, one of those monkeys' producer will be in with us, Ben Charleston. And he's been here since 5 a.m. today.
Mm. What?
Wow. He has been... I mean, this guy has got the opposite of a demerit.
Nails.
Wow, that's a little bit of go get him.
Yep. Wanted to get used to the hours. A
really?
Plus, Ben Charleston.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
I don't like this monkey
story. Ken, make a note on that. You're going to try to sabotage him, too?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So that monkey is running around.
Running around on the loose, so you got to be careful.
Terrorizing neighborhoods and things? No, thank you.
Obscure movie reference, Outbreak. That's how it all started.
Yes, that's right.
Monkey runs around, bites some innocent kid. Next thing you know, we're all dying because of zombies. Have you never seen Outbreak?
No, I haven't.
Good movie. All because of a monkey.
All right.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And a New Jersey family was stumped when multiple packages for items they never ordered arrived at their home. So they were confused by this. But then they found out that it was their own child. Their 22-month-old had accidentally racked up a Walmart bill for almost $2,000.
How does a 22-month-old do that?
Well, here's the dad explaining.
He just went to the cart and whatever was there, boom. He just picked. And just see all the payment was went through. And we called him, can you please cancel? They said, no, it's already delivered.
So it seems like they had a cart. I do that sometimes where I'll put things in my cart and then never buy it.
Yeah, but don't you have to proceed to checkout?
Well, yes, but if the kid had their phone.
Yeah, that sounds suspicious to
me. Yeah, I mean, I don't buy that.
It sounds like they ordered a bunch of stuff that they didn't want, and then they wanted to turn it in and blame
the kid's a fall guy.
Yeah,
because there's multiple steps after you proceed to checkout. Yeah. Are you sure? And then...
Okay. Yep. All right. What else?
Weber Grill, they apologized because on Friday they sent out a mass email on how to prepare barbecue meatloaf. No. Unfortunately, that coincided with the death of rock superstar Meatloaf.
But why do they have to apologize? It's not like they were doing it on purpose to Meatloaf's family.
No, but they did. They offered their sincerest apologies. No. It was an oversight.
So you couldn't even eat meatloaf on...
Well, you can't eat it, but you probably just they apologize because people were offended that they sent it out.
I would think that it was a nice ode.
A tribute.
Yeah. It's like, what you eat tonight? We're eating meatloaf. Oh, you know meatloaf that.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. Now I have to have barbecued meatloaf for lunch.
Yep.
That sounds good, though.
It does sound good, actually.
In the final part
I thought you were keto.
Only on Tuesdays.
Oh.
Tuesday is keto day.
The final part to the Brian Laundrie debacle. It came out on Friday when the FBI says that he admitted to killing his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, in a notebook entry he wrote shortly before he took his own life. This is in the notebook they found by his remains.
Yeah.
They also said that he sent text messages between his and Petito's cell phones in the days after Petito was strangled to death to make it look like when they went through her phone records that she was communicating.
I still maintain that my suspicion is that perhaps the father took care of him. Out there.
Yeah, they say
that's my suspicion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They say that they don't suspect anybody else to be involved in this situation, and that was the end of their investigation. So, and now we can go to the dumbest of the day.
Okay. It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day. Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
We head to California, and if I were the president of the United States, we'd be in much better shape, and I would ban any challenge on social media. What are we doing, kids? You idiots. They had a high school student who proposed a one-chip challenge where they dared a participant to eat a chip that had been covered in hot sauce and pepper. At least three students were taken to the emergency room due to their reactions to the challenge.
Oh boy.
Nine students in total got very sick. And we have a reaction from a scared parent in California.
A lot of kids follow their peers, so even if they don't know what it is, they don't know the consequence. I don't know about the other kids. Sometimes there's like dirt, like I dare you to do this. And that's the problem. I know my son, I believe he wouldn't do that, but who knows?
So the one chip challenge is you have a chip and then it's got hot sauce and ghost peppers and things like that on, and they all get sent to the hospital for that.
Wow. Like my friends dared me to chug booze. Like, it didn't really work out well for me in the end, but like there was nothing about sending someone to a hospital.
Well, those hot chips.
They even have come out with like a one chip challenge, actual chip. It comes in a single package. Mm. You have to order it online and it's a whole thing.
Oh, they should ban
that now. Shaq had it.
You would think so.
I got no problem with the one chip challenge.
And Greg, speaking of one chip challenge, has never successfully just had one chip.
The bag, yeah. I do the all chip challenge where I try to eat the entire bag before I get home from the grocery store.
It's
like going to places. You ever see Man versus Food on the Food Network?
Yeah.
So it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we round out the news with just one wild story. Check your spam folder, people, because Laura Spears of Oakland County, Michigan, says that she received an email from the lottery in her spam folder that she had won $3 million.
And she didn't realize it was there?
Correct. She said she purchased a Mega Millions ticket on the Michigan Lottery website for the December 31st drawing. She matched five numbers to win $1 million, plus had a Megaplier to multiply her prize by three. She saw the ad on Facebook that the jackpot was getting pretty high, so she got an account. She bought the ticket. A few days later, she was looking for a missed email from someone not related to this. Mm-hmm. So she checked her spam folder. That's when she saw an email from the lottery saying she had won.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Like, what? That is...
Why are they alerting you via email that you won the lottery?
Don't you put your phone number or something?
Yeah, I would think they should come to your house, and they're probably hoping you don't respond to the email so nobody claims the prize.
That's probably why.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Coming up next, with regard to the future of Tom Brady, we'll be joined by ESPN's Adam Schefter.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Merlone and Fourier.
If we're really calling this a rebuild, this is what a rebuild looks like. First step, guys, let's get to the playoffs. They got to the playoffs. Now you know what a playoff team looks like. That's the Buffalo Bills. This isn't one of these like home makeover shows where the whole house gets redone in 7 days. It takes years of loss and pain and frustration. If making the playoffs was your goal, of course it's not a failure. It's a success.
Merlone and Fourier.
Afternoons 2 to 6.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.